Surah Al-Ikhlas.
And I will ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmood to recite Surah Al-Ikhlas.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد صدق الله العظيم
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ نبيه الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقول سليم Surah Al-Ikhlas is one of the most important surah in the Holy Quran. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Himself by Himself in that surah. He said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He is Allah, the One. Allahu Samad, Allah the self-sufficient master, whom all creatures need. He neither eats nor drink. Say, Ya Muhammad, He is Allah. This is came when the unbelievers came to Prophet ﷺ. He was calling them to believe in the Creator and to disbelieve in the idols. And he said, what you are worshipping is wrong, come to worshipness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the mushrikeen asked him, if you say that is, then describe for us what you speak about, what you are speaking about. They said, قَالُوا لِلنَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ صِفْ لَنَا رَبُّكُ Describe for us your Lord that you are calling us for, and you are mentioning about Him. Allah, how someone can describe Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, when he was asked what Allah has created first, when Jabir asked him, Ya Muhammad, what Allah created first? He said, In Allah khalaqa nuri, awwal ma khalaq khalaqa nuri ya Jabir. Allah has created first my light. Nuri. Nur. What is nur? Do you know? Can you describe nur? Is it this light? We say about this light, nur. You can see with that, without that, if you put it off now, all these lamps, you cannot see anything. It's becoming dark. Isn't it? So sun, nur shams, we say, the light of the sun. If the sun doesn't appear, day doesn't come. So what is there? Night. Everything dark. Cannot see anything. Nurul Qamar, the light of this, of the moon, if that light doesn't appear at night, you cannot see even. So, why then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, first to create, the light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أول ما خلق الله نوري. The first that Allah created is my light. What we understand from that? Anyone? Ali Mustafa? Everything was dark. It's Adam. It's not existing. When light comes, for you now, if you put this light off in this mask, and you look, everything for you doesn't, you cannot see, it's not existing. It's not? Because you are not able to see, so anything you cannot able to see for you is, what? Not existent. When the light comes, then you can see existence coming. So why then Prophet ﷺ said, the first that Allah create is my light? What that feed us? What this explain to us? What? Are you deaf?
I'm just thinking about how can Sayyidina Jabir slide at 30 million crazy?
Because Allah inspired him to ask this question for Sahaba to understand. So, why? Because Allah wants to bring everything into existence. To bring everything into existence, he has to bring light. He has to bring that magnificent light of that universe, that in it can everything appear. That's why in this huge universe, you can see. Why you can see? Because of that light. That's why he said, first Allah created my light. Because through my light, you can see, because Muhammadur Rasulullah is the symbol of creation. Everything created is labeled as Muhammadur Rasulullah. Is that wrapping. La ilaha illallah for heavens, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator. It described the creator. Muhammadur Rasulullah is described the creation. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of heavens and earth. From that light, he created Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The light of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So with this, now you are able to see. So when kuffar are asking that you describe for us, of course, it's not something easy to describe about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you can understand. So Allah said to Prophet, Ya Muhammad, say to them, answer them, Qul, say to them, Huwa Allahu Ahad. Say to them, Huwa Allahu Ahad. But what you understand? No one understands except Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when he said to him, say, he is Allah, you cannot describe more to them. They are going to understand. You have to tell them that what they are worship is wrong, because they worship many idols. Or if they don't worship many idols, they associate Sayyidina Isa with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tell them that he is one. Means tell them that Allah is one. Means everything you are doing, you leave it, you cannot accept, we cannot accept what you are saying, but we have to tell you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. That is for normal, for unbelievers to understand, or else how they are going to understand deeper than that meaning. So what he said to them, say, O Muhammad, he is Allah, the One. But Allah is saying to him, قُلْ هُوَ Allah, say to them, he, who, that unknown, هُوَ. We say, if we want to express in Arabic something that we don't want, is not present, we say huwa. He is in the absent situation. Who? Qul huwa, that huwa, that one who is absent, that no one can describe, he is, his name is Allah. No one knows. That huya, that identity, that essence, cannot be described. Only it can be described only in the beautiful attributes and names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing can express it is his description, his attributes, his beautiful names. No one can know the reality. Who can know the reality except him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he said, هو الله أحد. Allah is the name that encompassing all beautiful names. All beautiful names come under Allah. Allah is the name of that reality, of that essence. And everything describing the beautiful names, I am describing the name of Allah, not the essence yet. The essence is complete hidden. No one knows. He said that Allah that has infinite number of names, we know 99 names, and we know more than 99 names, but Allah has infinite number of names, all of them, this, under the name Allah, describe one essence, describe that essence under Allah, and it is that Allah, that name is one. All these description, all these attributes refer to one. Nothing else. That name, Allah, that it is encompassing all names and attributes, it's of how many letters? Shaykh Mustafa?
Four
letters. Can you say them? Alif, Lam, Lam, Ha. Allah. They are of four letters. Always Aleph represent, it is the first name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the first letter of the name Allah. If you look at Asma Allah al-Husna, look at Asma Allah al-Husna, meditate on them a little bit. What is the first letter of Asma Allah al-Husna? Always Aleph. You cannot say Rahman, you say Ar-Rahman. Aleph. You cannot say Rahim, you say Ar-Rahim. You cannot say Wahab, Al-Wahab. You cannot say Razzaq, Ar-Razzaq. You cannot say Malik, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar. Everything is what? Begins with Aleph. Aleph, always describing, always standing in the form of always up. It's not never down. No? Always describe Akhirah. See? Islam, Aleph, Iman, Aleph, Ihsan, Aleph. Everything related to Akhirah must begin with Aleph. If you take the Aleph, what is left from Allah, beautiful name? What is left? Lam, lam, ha. How you pronounce it? Lillah. Lillah. What is the meaning Lillah in Arabic? Lillah means Lillah is this, for his sake is this, or he has this. So that first letter, it shows you, it is the, it, that gives the meaning of the name Allah. If you take it away, it shows you creation. Lillah. Means that creation must follow him. Without him, that creation cannot be. Aleph, it goes to refer to Allah. For creation, you take the Aleph, it becomes dunya, Lillah, everything to Lillah, other than him. Allah is describing, Ya Muhammad, say, Huwa Allahu. When he said, say to them, Huwa Allah, you think he didn't describe that for Prophet? Giving him the meaning of that beautiful name, completely describing it from beginning to end. If you take one lam more, what is left? Lamha. Lamha, what you pronounce it? Lahu, means everything is for him, he owns everything. It's his belonging. We are his belonging. You don't own anything. He owns you. When Prophet was being revealed to him that verse, he's understanding this meaning. He's giving a little bit for this tafsir to understand that. What's that? If you take lamb also, who? Goes back to who? Kul, who? Back to who? At the last letter of Allah. means whatever you knew, still you didn't know anything. Still complete unknown. Oh. كنت كنزا مخفيا فأردت أن أعرف وخلقت الخلق. I was a hidden treasure. I wanted to be known. I create creation. So it's hidden. And no, not know it. Who? I'm absent. It's not absent. To you is absent. You cannot see. It's unseen. غايب. So if you take the first letter Alif, which belongs, it will show you Allah. It show you the beautiful name. It belongs to Akhirah. What is left? Lillah. Everything lahu and lahu. If you take them both, lam and lam, because lam refer to lamul mulk wa lamul malakut. The two lams, lam, lamul heavenly kingdom, malakut, and heavenly mulk, dunya, earthly kingdom. So he owns the two kingdoms, lam and lam, describe the two kingdoms. The kingdom of dunya and the kingdom of akhirah. Lamul mulk wa lamul malakut. So when you take these two kingdoms out, away, what is left? Back to go to who? Aha, Adam. So means there is nothing except him. In between the alif and between the ha means in between the beginning and between the other end, which is the other beginning, wherever there is no beginning, there is no end. Dunya and the kingdom of dunya and kingdom of akhirah are there, existing. Allah. So the two lamps existing between the alif and the ha. Alif refer to Allah. Who? Ha refer to who? Hidden. So Allah is saying to them, tell them, Ya Muhammad, that is it, my reality. And that is one. That's what you are describing is one. Ahad. He didn't say wahid. He said ahad, more than wahid. Ahad, one, he is one unique one. No resemblance to anything. Laysa kamithlihi shay. There is nothing resembled. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that word Allah, is that the name that encompassing all beautiful names. When it is revealed to Prophet, it came to Prophet with all its manifestation. With all what is knowledge coming with it, and description of infinite numbers of beautiful names, are being produced and given to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was dressed with that knowledge, understanding every beautiful name, what it means, and what kind of dress is dressing. Allah dressed him, showing him what the importance of Qul Huwallahu Ahad. I am Allah that has no partner, he is saying to Sayyidina Muhammad to tell them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah is telling him, he is not showing him these beautiful names, these lights, and these dresses, different dresses, and giving to him as a gift. Sayyidina Muhammad, whom he took to Isra and Mi'raj, to night of ascension, brought him up He's not dressing him. Well, every verse of Quran is a dress. Every ayah, every letter is light. It's coming because it is Allah's word. We say Kalamullah al-Qadimi, Allah's ancient words. What we are reciting, when we say Kul huwa Allahu Ahad, we are reciting what Allah has recited to His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why it's very important to recite it in Arabic. Because you are opening your mouth in the same voice, in the way that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has showed to us, that is revealed by Jibreel to him. What kind of pleasure you want more than that? When you are following what you have heard from Prophet, the way that Allah has sent it to him, with that voice, going to Jibreel, Jibreel, the same voice taking to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From Prophet to you, Prophet said, Kul huwa Allahu ahad. We are saying, Kul huwa Allahu ahad. You think Allah is not dressing you with that light? How Allah will send someone to hellfire when he read the way that Quran was read when it was revealed to Prophet? Can Allah can on everything, but with His generosity and mercy, He will send a tongue that produced the sound that Allah wanted that sound to come from Holy Quran. Can you imagine? It's impossible. That's why now Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there will never be in the last, one of the signs of the last days, that لَنْ يَبْقَى وَبَرٌ وَلَا مَدَرٌ إِلَّا وَدَخَلَهُ الْإِسْلَامِ. There will not be left a house in the city, in a civilized place, or a wabar. Wabar means a tent in a desert or in a jungle, except Islam will enter. Look now, everywhere people are mentioning the name of, saying Muhammad. They are saying Allah. Now, they were never saying before. People now taking Quran and reading. And they are not Muslim. They are reading Quran. How Prophet knew that? He said, going to enter, Islam is going to enter every place. Sayyidina Isa didn't say that. If you look the Bible, he never said that. Sayyidina Musa never said that. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that. How he knew? Who told him? Who told him? Kul huwa Allahu ahad. When Allah revealed to him that verse, He gave him ulum al-awwalin wal-akhirin. He dressed him with knowledge of before, with knowledge of after. Because that surah is related to Allah's oneness. Surah al-Ikhlas, it's called Ikhlas, sincerity. There is no more surah that is called sincerity like this surah. It described the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His oneness. So anyone who can understand that surah is called what? When he understands that surah really, Prophet was addressing it to unbelievers. Unbelievers for sure. They will understand it. If they believe and become Muslim, they would understand, but they will not deeply knew everything like Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when someone understands that surah sincerity, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Allah didn't call anyone except Prophet in the name of Abd, servant. Because the real servant is the one that can understand the limits between servanthood and lordship. They will understand what is the limits of a servant and what is the greatness of a creator. And that's what Prophet ﷺ understood. That's why Allah called him. That's why he specified our Prophet ﷺ by saying to him, وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوهُ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنه لما قام عبده يدعوه كادوا يكونون عليه لبدا. صدق الله العظيم.
He didn't call anyone Abdullah. Look the whole Quran from beginning to end. By that way, Abdullah. Except to Sayyidina Muhammad. Means he is the real person that I have created perfect, chosen, that was able to be given that title, Abdullah, the servant of Allah. Means if he didn't understand the knowledge and the secrets from when Allah was revealing to him, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, Allah would never call him Abdullah. Abdullah is only a name to a person that he has been dressed with these lights of these beautiful names. That was given to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why it said, فَلَمْ يَكُنْ هَذَا الْإِسْمُ بِالْحَقِيقَةِ إِلَّا لَهُ. In reality, that name was only given to Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now people can call themselves Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Wadud, Abdul Majid, but that is, they are imitating. But Allah didn't call anyone Abdullah except Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can call yourself whatever you like. But when Allah calls you, then that makes a difference. And Allah didn't call anyone Abdullah except Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Muslims, reality, al-haqiqa, reality, is not easy to understand. Normal tafsir, normal commentaries are easy. We recite. Everyone recite from us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad. What you understand? Allah is one. That's it. But this is what Allah wants Sayyidina Muhammad to understand. In every letter was revealed the secret with it. Our Grand Sheikh and Maulana Sheikh said, Awliyaullah, they say, with every letter of Holy Quran, Allah has revealed to His Prophet not less than 12,000 oceans of knowledge. Oceans of knowledge. And when awliya they describe, or scholar they describe the knowledge of today, the knowledge that compared to knowledge of Prophet, they say that all this knowledge that we learned is like a drop from the knowledge of Prophet. All what is written in libraries, bookstores, universities, from old books, from ulama, if you add them all together, they become a drop in the ocean of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هو الواحد الأحد. أحد and واحد. There are two different names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أحد describe the essence. No description for essence. The reality that is hidden, who is described by Ahad. That hidden essence. All the other names, Al-Kareem, Al-Ra'uf, Al-Rahim, all of them, they describe one, Wahid. Do you understand the difference between Wahid and Ahad? Wahid, all the names that describe the essence, they point to one, to Wahid. All these names, they point to Wahid. That Wahid that it point to, that essence of Wahid is Ahad. No way to have a description there. Out of that, it has description. Infinite number of names. As numbers of names comes, still they are under describing one entity, Wahid. But that entity is Ahad, has no way of completing its description. Still more. Still you can describe more. If you have all these world ocean, heavens and earth oceans becoming ink, and trees becoming pen, cannot describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names or لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفذ كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. Allah's words and Allah's knowledge will never end, and the ink and the trees of this world will end. Even the ink is oceans, and the pens are all the trees in the world, they will end, and Allah's knowledge never ends. So what is that, Shaykh? That's a huge. So what is our knowledge then? If now today, people go, take the whole ocean. How many oceans we have in the world? Five oceans? Let's go with your suggestion. Say five oceans. And turn them into ink. And how many billions of trees we have in this world? Billions or trillions? Allah knows how many. We don't know. Make them pen. Cut them small pieces and make them pen. And then this pen, use that ink and write. Is the knowledge of this word finished or not? What human beings are writing? It will finish. Today, one supercomputer can put all the scientific book and whatever has been written in the world, can put it in that computer. Means knowledge of our knowledge ends. It's limited. Allah knowledge with all this huge ink and pen will never end. So what we are, how we can then think that we know something? We still know nothing. Is that? Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. والأحد اسم لمن لا يشاركه شيء في ذاته. أحد is a name that no one can share with that thing in its essence anything, it's by itself. Al-Wahid, the one, the Ahad is the unique one. Al-Wahid, the one, ismun liman la yusharikuhu shay'un fi sifatihi. That it is a name that nothing can be sharing with it in its description. Means Wahid, it describes the names. Ahad, it gives the meaning of the essence. So essence is something, description for something. يعني أن الأحد هو الذات وحدها. Ahad is the real essence by itself. والواحد هو الذات مع اعتبار كثرة الصفات. الواحد, the one, is the description of many different names and attributes that describe that. وهي الحضرة الأسمائية. It is the divine presence of the names, not the divine presence of the essence. Divine presence of the essence, no one can reach there. Essence, the reality of the created, no one knows. You know that through his name. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described his divine names only. He didn't describe his divine essence. Only we know his divine names. Al-Asma. And that's why he said, wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. Ilahukum, your Lord is ilahun wahid. He described the names. He didn't say, wa ilahukum ilahun ahad. Describe the essence. In Surah Al-Ikhlas, he described, he said, your Lord is ahad. The essence is ahad. Don't come there. It's who? It's ghaibun mutlaq. It's complete unknown. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He's describing his name. He's describing the divine presence. The presence of the name, not the presence of the essence. وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. And your Lord is one Lord. لا إله إلا هو. No إله except Him. The Merciful, Rahman and Rahim. Allah. So what is it? What are then we are running for what? That's why in old times, when they were sitting and studying, this was the science. Not the science of today. I'm not saying don't study.
Study.
But that was what is important for everyone. Sitting after midnight, people are sitting, students, learning these words, entering into oceans of this knowledge. Is there any possibility for dunya in their minds anymore? No, no. What do they want from dunya? When they are swimming in these oceans of knowledge, Allah's greatness and the divine names, presence of the divine, now we know that there is a presence of the divine names, there is the presence of divine essence. When they understand and they understand the difference between Ahad wa ilahukum ilahu wahid, one, and Ahad kulhu Allah Ahad, this resemblance, what is we are running after this in this dunya? For what? That's why you see them before pious, sincere. Not like today. Today you go to a mosque, you sit, you hear this and that. It doesn't involve you into making your mind to know how much you are so small, in relatively speaking, to this creation. Not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no resemblance. You cannot resemble anything to His greatness. From you to this world, even to this earth, you are nothing. I was looking yesterday on the news, they were showing this satellite. Two astronauts are fixing. Did you see it? Two astronauts were fixing that spaceship up. And I was looking and they're saying the astronauts are fixing. I'm looking, I'm not seeing astronauts. And then I saw something moving, like an ant on an elephant. So the astronaut, compared to this huge spaceship that it is in the outsphere, they are like ants, very small. And they are fixing there something, I don't know what they are fixing. What you think about yourself? Tiny, miny. What is less than the micro? 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 What is the smallest?
Micro.
Nano? Nanny? Nano? Micro? Compared to this huge world, universe. That's why if we Muslim, we go back to our tradition, our sincerity, our love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet, you think Allah will let us down?
No.
You think that Allah will not support us? We are on haq, we are not on batil. Why we are not able to do anything? Always we are down. Always we are down. They're stepping on us. Because we lost our tradition. There is no way anymore of thinking except dunya, 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 dunya. Allah didn't say to you, don't think about dunya. No. Sayyidina Ali, what he said? اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا واعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت هذا. Do for your dunya as if you are living forever. But you for your akhira, do for your akhira as if you are dying tomorrow. Yani, do both sides. We are losing our children. We are losing our culture. We are losing our heritage. We are losing our Islam. What is left? How we are going to face our Lord? Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why mushrikeen came to him. Say, show us Allah. Give us. Say to them. Allah revealed. Say to them. Kul huwa Allahu ahad. And still we are explaining in Kul huwa Allahu ahad. May Allah forgive us. And inshallah we will continue next time. Tafsir Surah Al-Ikhlas. But as I am looking in the tafsir, really it's very deep. We might skip many, like we skipped something in Surah An-Naba and so on. Not the verses, but from explanation. And inshallah, Allahu Akbar. Look here, I'm skipping something, but my eyes went there. ومنه يعلم أن توحيد الذات مختص في الحقيقة بالله تعالى وعبد الأحد. That he said the توحيد. What's توحيد in English? To repeat the oneness on your tongue of the essence, he said, Tawheed al-Zat, the Tawheed of the essence, the repetition of the name of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the reality of the essence, it is in reality, that it's praise itself by itself. Allah, the divine presence, divine essence, praising the essence by the essence. You cannot translate that into English, but that's the near. وَعَبْدُ الْأَحَدِ, the servant of the understanding, the servant who Allah gave him the understanding and dressed him with that knowledge. We were explaining that Prophet Allah called him Abdullah, that he is the one that Allah dressed him with this knowledge. He said now, wa Abdul Ahad, there is another name, Abdul Ahad, the servant of Allah, but he called him Ahad, which referred to the essence. He said, Wahid, describe the, it referred to the descriptions, to the names. Ahad refers to the essence. So he said, wa Abdul Ahad, and we leave it tomorrow. Wa Abdul Ahad huwa wahidun, he is unique, that servant. Wahidul waqt, he is the unique in time. Wa huwa sahibu zaman, and he is the owner of the time. And he is, wa huwa, wa lahu al-qutbiyya al-kubra wal-qiyamu bil-ahadiyya. And he is the highest of kutubs, and he is standing, existing by that name, Ahad, that Allah described himself with. Then he described Abdul Wahid, there is another Abdul Wahid, وَالَّذِي بَلَّغَهُ اللَّهُ الْحَضْرَ الْوَاحِدِيَّةِ وَكَشَفَ لَهُ عَنْ أَحَدِيَّةِ جَمِيعِ أَسْمَائِهِ. Allah showed him through vision his beautiful names. And we leave that tomorrow to say who is that one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave him these two names, Abdul Ahad wa Abdul Wahid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave him these two names, Abdul Ahad wa Abdul Wahid.